Gold Note.
To somebody and say, you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Tell them I get joy when I think about what the Lord has done for me. God has been real good to me. Come on, testify to somebody and tell them, he's been real good to me.
Oh, my God.
to thank God. You know, all night long, God kept his finger watching over me. Early this morning, early this morning, God told his finger, God said, touch it. In my name, God said, touch it. In my name, and I rose this morning, I rose this morning. I want to thank God for my brother.
Yes, sir.
I come and thank God. I come and thank him. I want to thank God for me. God. God be so. God be so. God be so.
When I got the call to be a part of this powerful gospel concert with Kurt Franklin, I think I was probably at home maybe working on a sermon or maybe doing a taping from a broadcast. I really don't know. All I know is that I was like the woman at the well. I dropped my water pitcher and went running telling everybody.
There's no way you can do a gospel album and not have Shirley Caesar.
Someone ask a question. I love that one. Why do we sing? I like that. So,
ladies and gentlemen, Miss Shirley Caesar.
So this song, Caught Up, just lets me know that we shall not all sleep, but oh, one day, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be caught up together to be with the Lord. So this song is just what I need, and I'm going to sing it tonight, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see Jesus.
I got a mother with no
First of all, this is Willie Neal Johnson, gospel keynotes from a little city called Tyler, Texas.
But I was in the process of thinking about some of the guest artists who could be on this project. I was very honored and grateful to be able to get in touch with the legendary, the great Willie Neal Johnson.
Kurt Franklin, is the Lord have blessed him to go out and reach young people that we are not reaching. And I think it put both us together, that would put both crowds together, and that just make it greater.
Less than a year after this album was recorded, God called my brother home. And it's a pleasure to know that I had the honor to work with him for the very last time. Willie Neal Johnson, we thank you. And we miss you.
And I'm just glad that I was called.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Every time I look back, and every time I think back,
listen,
on all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, your love called me when your name I call.
Listen.
Jesus, you keep on looking out.
Say it again.
Every time I look back.
Every time I think back.
And every time I think back.
Listen.
On all the stuff I've been through, I pray through, I cry through, and then I try you. And just when I was about to fall, your love called me when your name I call.
What's his name? Second verse, watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said, he said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here.
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. Just when thought the night would never end, the sun came out and you can smile.
What's his name? Remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when you thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at it.
Looking out.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and tell them. You keep on.
You keep on.
Looking out. Talking about us. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Looking out.
It's what I love. In spite.
In spite of all.
Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Hey, you keep on
looking out for me, Jesus. Time after time, when I don't deserve it, Jesus.
Keep on,
even when I made mistakes, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Anybody been down up in here? You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on
looking out for me.
Looking out for
Jesus, you keep on, Jesus.
Keep on.
Anybody been sick in your body? Did God heal you when you asked him?
Looking out for me.
falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever, ever done. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. In his arms I feel protected. In his arms never disconnected. No, no. In his arms sing with me this evening. Can I hear you sing it? Sing it for me. Come on, come on, say it.
Falling in love.
Oh, sing it.
Falling in love.
Come on, I'd rather be turned. There is no place. There is no place. There is no place. Let us have well, there's no place we'd rather be, Lord. For there's no place we'd rather Hallelujah. 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 Falling in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. Falling in love with Jesus. Was the best thing I ever, ever done. I've ever done.
Worship God, amen. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight.
When you start bad, now give it up. Why do you keep going back? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You better say, what? Look at him looking at you.
I made a vow to the Lord. Yes, I did.
Is that all right, North Carolina? Say yes. older people like my mama and my daddy. Especially my mama. When they would be clean. Bring it down, mama. When they would be clean. With that old apron. They had a way. Getting in touch with you. They be riding up pots and pans. We got dishwashers now. We got long fingernails and we don't want them to get nasty. But my mama and your mama and your mama's mama's mama, they had a way of getting in touch with Jesus. Around in that kitchen and looked like things was not gonna go right. Mama would moan.
Give you my life. WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
I love you, Lord. I care about praising your name. Lord, every day I praise you. Every day your name remains the same. Just like an old lady told me one day, when you're praising God, when praises go up, blessings come down. Oh, how blessed to know. If I get there, Lord, I know you will make it all right for me. Lift his head. I care about praising your name. Every day, your name, I say. Lord, if I'm making you, Lord. I know you're gonna make it all right. You can call me what you please, Lord, and you that I really need. If I get to you, Lord,
you'll make it all right.
welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, heard Monday through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ, come and join right now, live, 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live. What a day it is to give God praise, to give him glory, and give him the honor. It's a wonderful day to say thank you for all that you already done and what you're about to do. It's a great day to give God praise in spite of where I am or what I'm facing or what I'm going through. Because when I look in front of me and know who's covering me, know who's protecting me, knows whose hand is over me, and the blood that cleanses and restores and it continually protects me, I can say thank you, Jesus, because you live. I can say thank you, Jesus, because your spirit dwells within me. So on today, in spite of what you see with the natural eye, just know that it is the Spirit of God that is blessing you, and you can't even see that because you haven't tapped into the spirit realm of God. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's why prayer is so important, because when you begin to pray, you're going beyond what you see in the natural. You're denying self, and you're emptying out and pouring, going to Jesus in prayer. Then you're able to reach the Father, to get his attention, because through the Son, it's the Son that he whom the Son set free is free indeed. So blessed be the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord who allow us to see this day. Blessed be the name of the Lord who gives us strength day to day that never loses power. Blessed be the name of the Lord who is King of kings and Lord of lords. So we say thank you, our Father, who is in heaven as it is on earth. This day, we worship you. We bow before you. Send forth your angels in the midst of the people around this nation. Fill them, O God, with a pouring of your Holy Spirit that will rest in every home, in every school, in every business, even in the government system, from the White House to the legislation to Congress, in every area of this nation. We believe the report of the Lord that souls will be saved today, souls will be set free today, souls will be delivered today in the name of Jesus. So Father, we thank you. And as we go forward right now in prayer, I want to welcome this awesome woman of God, Dr. Sydney Trim, as she come forth in prayer. To God be the glory.
I want to pronounce this blessing upon you today, and it is a benediction of blessing. I decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. Since every good gift comes from God, I speak that this day is both good and perfect. May your day bring you divine opportunities, and may it be filled with strategic encounters. May it be filled with wonderful surprises, supernatural breakthroughs, and miracles. May the best of your today become the worst of your tomorrows. May this moment become your defining moment, marking the ending of a sad, depressing, discouraging history and the beginning of a prosperous, debt-free, disease-free, depression-free destiny. May you forever live under an open heaven. May God give you a strategy for prosperous and successful living. May you be well acquainted with your heritage, where you come from, with your inheritance, what you were born into, with your identity, who you are, with your purpose, what you were born to be, with your destiny, where you are going, with your vision, what you see yourself accomplishing within your lifetime, with your mission, why you do what you do, the reason, the intention for you doing that, with your assignment, what you should be doing when you get there, with relationships, who you should be doing it with when you get there, the people that add value to your life, with resources, with what you should be doing it with timing and your gifts and your abilities. Your timing is when you should be doing what you're doing. I pronounce a benediction upon you that God would give you a strategy, give you the ability to know what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. And then finally, I pronounce a blessing upon you and this benediction that you will leave a legacy, that you will leave something for the next generation to know that you did it. I pronounce this benediction upon you, that you will live in a prosperous, healthy environment. May God prosper the works of your hand. May everything you touch turn into prophetic gold. May your life forever reflect the shimmer of God's glory and divinity. May your life be blessed with all good things. May joy, peace, prosperity, and success be as abundant as the stars at night. May friendship, favor, affluence, influence, happiness, support, beauty, purpose, direction, and abundant living be your constant companion. May you be unconditionally loved, celebrated, revered, appreciated, and honored beyond measure and human comprehension by all. May God grant you true, lasting, mutually beneficial relationships, friendships, association, alliances, partnerships, and support. May you make a difference in this world. May you have the courage to make your mark and leave your footprint in the sand of time. May your name and good works be memorialized. May your children fulfill their purpose and maximize their potential. May they have favor with God and man. May your creations, inventions, products, goods, services be in high demand globally. May God firmly place you at a comparative advantage. May you distinguish yourself amongst the great, the influential, the powerful. May your good name precede you. May your goals be achievable. May God grant you wisdom for successful negotiations. May all that is owed to you be released to you now. May your blessing, like the stars, be too numerous to count. May health and wealth walk with you hand in hand. May your victories be as abundant as the grain of sand. May lack and struggle be a distant memory of the past. May you subdue your enemies. May you be fruitful in all of your endeavors. May God grant you multiple streams of income. May you navigate these streams with an anointing that gives you business savvy. May economic and financial tides turn in your favor. May abundant wealth be transferred into your hands. May the title deeds for commercial, real estate, and prime property be placed in your your financial coffers, your chambers, and treasury. May your income always be greater than your expenditure. May you be more than happy to underwrite your government's budget by paying your taxes. May you have so much more money than needed for your day-to-day expenses. May you always have more than enough to give. May you become a humanitarian, giving to those who can never repay the favor. May you give a tenth of your earnings to a charitable, non-profit organization whose focus is on helping the less fortunate, the orphan, the widowers, the homeless, the destitute, and helpless. May your bank accounts be filled. May your pocketbook never run dry. May you consider $1 million pocket change. May daily compounding interest favor your investment. May your words be recorded, published, distributed, and bought. May God divinely increase and prolifically bless you. May your network and net worth increase profoundly. May you be resourceful. Everything you need will be available to you when you need it. May your blessings come upon you and overtake you. May your success confound your critics and overwhelm your enemies. May they become speechless as their tongues cleave to the roof of their mouths in disbelief. May you experience overnight success. May you live in an Edenic state of mind and dwell in your prophetic Goshen. May God release divine angelic escorts to safely lead you into the promised land. May your head never lack fresh oil. May your mouth be filled with spontaneous praise. May your hands never lack productivity. May your mind never lack witty million-dollar ideas and creative billion-dollar inventions. May your spirit be filled with God's abundant and divine presence. May your soul never lack joy and peace. May your heart never lack courage. May your feet never lack progress. May the light of God's word forever light your pathway. May you blaze new trails. May you run through troops and leap over walls. May you discover new horizons as you become the Christopher Columbus of your discipline, your industry, your profession, and your chosen field. May music and laughter fill your house. May your home be a haven of peace. May wealth and riches be in your house. May God dissolve the pain of yesterday so that it will never appear again tomorrow. May the abundance of the sea be converted unto you. May every good seed you planted last season yield a fruitful harvest this season. May your activities be synchronized and syncopated to heaven's rhythm. May you know God in his fullness. May he grant you pleasure and power. May greatness be your portion. May you live your life in such a way that all the world will know that it is blessed because of your presence in it. May you experience supernatural increase. May you live in a mortgage-free mansion. May you own Fortune 500 type companies and businesses. May your wealth outlive all future generations. May your loved ones be favored. May they never become homeless or lack bread to eat. May they have the comparative advantage. May they set honorable goals and outperform their competition. May they live on the competitive edge. May they perceive and capitalize on opportunities. May they optimize their potential. May they maximize their educational disciplines. May routine and consistency remain as an integral part of their lifestyle. May your relationships be mutually beneficial. May you be settled with who you are and what you are called to do. May you never settle for less than what you deserve. May you expect only the best for your life. May you continuously raise the bar and push the envelope on your life's performance. May you outperform your competition. May you think big and always outside of the box. May you practice discipline, routine, and remain focused. May you set plausible goals and reach them. May you live drug-free, drought-free, debt-free, disease-free, drama-free, depression-free. May excellence be the signature upon all you do and say. May you become all that God will have you to become. May God supply all your need according to his riches in glory. May his spirit be your companion. May Jesus forever be your Lord and Savior. May you become the head and not the tail. May you forever be the first and not last. May you forever be above only and not beneath. May you be strengthened in the inner man. May you continue to dream big. May you awaken every morning to live the life of your dreams. May you live a humble life of gratitude and thanksgiving, knowing that he which began the good work in you will complete it, for faithful is he that calls you to this realm of success and prosperity, and it is he who will also do it. I speak this benediction of blessing upon your life in the name of Jesus. According to Genesis 28, 3-4, and the God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee, to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land whereinto thou was a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. According to Ephesians 3:20-21, now unto him that is able to do the exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all age, world without end. Amen. According to Psalm 129, verse 8, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. And according to Numbers 6:24-26, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
My, my, my. Dr. Sidney Trim, thank you so much. Look, we are still right here. We are live, and you can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. We've got about 14 more minutes for your prayer request. Look, if you're going through something right now, don't put it off on tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late, but right now could be your very, very time that you can be set free. Why wait when Jesus is right there waiting for you? You can call right now. Again, we have pastors and ministers standing by to pray with you privately. We can talk with you privately over the phone, and you don't have to be on this network for us to talk with you. You dial in, and we'll talk with you private. We'll put you on the private line where just one of our associates will contact you here on the staff, and we will pray with you, and we will even follow along to see how your day's been going. We're believing God for the miracles. We're believing God for the healing and the deliverance that he's doing right now at this very present time that many of you may not even see. But he's doing it, and those are many. Those are many, many being blessed. Yeah, there's many being blessed. Many's being set free. Many's being healed. Many's being delivered in Jesus' name. Who wouldn't want to worship and praise and serve a mighty God, the Son of the living God? I don't know about you, but nobody can change my mind to tell me that he's not alive. Nobody can change my mind to tell me that he cannot deliver. Nobody can change my mind to tell me that he won't set you free. I know today, as a witness for the glory and the gospel of Jesus Christ, that look, many of you may know some things that I went through at my earlier years and what I was involved in, and many of my friends and many of those that's in my family knew that there was no hope. There was no way out. They couldn't see me coming out of this thing. But I knew that if I surrendered all to him, and as I began to surrender and began to ask the Lord to take it away and remove it from me, God did it. And those were able to see the hand of God, and they knew it was nobody but Jesus. And that's the way God works. That's how he moves. He don't want nobody to get the glory but him. And that's how he does. He does it, and he have witnesses when it happened, the miracles happens, and he said in his word, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer today? If you are a believer today, then keep praying, keep fasting, keep moving, keep believing, keep trusting, and knowing that he is a healer and a deliverer. It is the power of God that worketh in us. It is the power of God that gives us strength. It is the power of God that sets us free. And when the enemy comes, he's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He comes to try to sift away your joy because he don't want you to have no joy. He comes to try to sift away your peace because he don't want you to have no peace. He comes to try to put you in a situation to play with your mind, to make you think all these negative thoughts and pollute your mind with filthy thinking. But we decree and declare by the power of the Almighty God on today that you are the head and not the tail, that you shall live and not die, and you shall prosper even as your soul prosper. Today I speak it with the authority and the power of the Son of God.
I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting, and it's really a blessing. Hallelujah, I'm free.
Come and carry.
Yes, I'm free. When my mind was going
in Christ. Yes, I am free. But I thought I was gonna lose my mind.
Great is your grace, great is your
Prepare our hearts and mind with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening.
Good afternoon, Reverend Kearney and the NFI radio station staff and all of the listening audience. We bring you kingdom blessings. Glory to God. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 12, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So once again, we want to say kingdom blessings unto each and every one of you for taking time out of your busy schedule for, number one, tuning in to the NFI radio station where they play good quartet music with this awesome men and women of God, bringing forth the bread of life, bringing you the word of God each and every day. And we're just thankful to God for what God is doing through this radio station broadcast. Glory be to God through this radio station, and we thank you for joining us on this Monday afternoon for another Turn on the Light broadcast. Glory to God. We're just thankful to God for who he is and what he is and what God is doing in this hour and in this season. One thing that God is doing, which he's always done, he is a prayer answering God. He is a miracle working God. He still works miracles, signs and wonders. The Bible says shall follow them that believe. So God is still working miracles. Hallelujah. He is still delivering. He is still saving. Most importantly, he's still loving his creation and his handiwork. Glory be to God. So we're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this season. We're excited about the manifestations that's taking place. We're excited about the testimonies that we're hearing and what our eyes are witnessing, that God is still in control. That as he said in Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows the thoughts and the plans that he thinks towards us, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end, to give us a hope and a future. So we're just excited this evening, glory to God, this afternoon, to be able to bring the word of God on today. And we won't trouble you long, but we ask you to come with us in the Old Testament. It's a very familiar passage of scripture, and it's one that we quote all the time. Hallelujah. We quote scriptures all the time, but it's time for us to step back a minute and ask ourselves, do we really believe the word of God? Do we have the right interpretation? What is this word saying to me in this hour and in this season? And so we're not bringing anything new. It's what God has wanted from his people from a while now. Glory be to God. And we're here to let you know that you're going to make it and survive and overcome in the times that we're in. Because truly, anybody don't believe it by now, I don't know what to say, what can be said to you. But truly, we are living in the perilous times that Paul told his beloved son Timothy about. We are seeing people do whatever they want to do, whatever comes to mind, glory to God, and don't have no remorse. We are seeing so much evil in the land taking place. Glory to God. Even down to, I thought about the book of Judges, how they talked about how, glory to God, it's another whole sermon by itself. But they talked about how the people, because they had no king, because they felt like they had no leader, that they did whatever they wanted to do. And that's what we're seeing today. We have people that don't bow down to authority, don't give authority a second thought. They just do whatever they want to do, whatever comes to their mind, and whatever the enemy plants in their mind, and the enemy just uses them to the utmost until he's tired of using them, and then he makes them feel like they need to go kill themselves, or he robs them. He does his job well. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Glory to God. And he doesn't stop until he destroys you. And people allow the enemy to use them so much so. We must understand that the same way that the God that we serve, and we look back in John, glory be to God, chapter 4. Glory be to God. When he was talking to the woman at the well, he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so his spirit, his Holy Spirit, indwells the believer. He lives on the inside of us. And we are his hands, his feet, his mouth. Glory be to God. And he speaks into our spirit what it is that he wants us to do. Our steps are ordered by him. So we must understand it's the same way concerning Satan. Satan just looks for some open door, an open portal. He just looks for somebody that he can use, glory to God, that he can plant demonic thoughts and demonic ideals and different things in their mindset. That's how come the mind is the battlefield. There's a battlefield of the mind. And so we must understand that in the times that we're living in, that we must make sure that we trust God. And that's the word today. He said, tell my people to trust me. Uh-huh. So we trust in everything else. We trust in man. We trust in jobs. We trust in the doctor's report. Doctors trust in science. We trust in everything instead of giving our wholehearted trust, our full trust in into the Almighty God. So we're going to look at Proverbs chapter number 3. A very familiar subject, a very familiar passage of scripture. Solomon is talking. And Solomon says, my son, we'll start at verse number 1. But forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now here are our verses right here, verses 5 and 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, and fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be help to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. He said, trust in the Lord. Trust in me. Don't you lean to your own understanding. Don't you lean to what you feel like you know. Don't you lean to the way that you used to do things. And it got you into trouble, and it's got you where you are today because you have not put your full trust, your wholehearted trust in the Lord, in the word of God. Mm-hmm. He said, don't you lean to your own understanding. It's not about your education. It's not about your skills. It's not about your talent. It's not about your gift, but it's about trusting in the Almighty God. It's about trusting in him. Hallelujah. The maker and creator of everything. Even the word of God lets us know that he is the head of man. So why would you not trust in him? The Bible says that some trust in horses and some trust in chariots. But I'm going to trust in the Almighty God. Glory be to God. Two words. Trust me. Just trust me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even when it seems like you can't find me, it seems like I'm out of reach, trust me. Old people used to say, my mom used to say, trust me if you can't track or trace it. Trust God. Put your trust, put your all, your everything in the Almighty God. Because when you think about it, everything that you thought you knew that you have tried before is no longer working for you. It didn't really work then. But now you're in a place where you know that it's not going to work now. These devices, these things, these people, It's not going to work for me now. It's not working for me. Mm-hmm. Even now in the Psalms 91 says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Trust me. What does the word trust mean? Trust means, it's a noun, it means a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Other words that goes with trust or confidence, belief, faith, sureness, certainty, certitude, assurance, conviction, credence, reliance, freedom from suspicion and doubt. Merriam-Webster dictionary says trust is defined as assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. Britannica Dictionary says belief that someone or something is reliable, good, honest, and effective. Investopedia says a trust can be also a fiduciary relationship in which one party, known as a trustor, gives another party, the trustee, the right to hold title to property or asset for the benefit of a third party, the beneficiary. Simply put, trust is the belief or confidence that one has in someone or something. It is the foundation of many relationships, both personal and professional. And somebody might not agree with what we're getting ready to say right now, but if you don't have trust, you're in a relationship, you're in a marriage, even if you're on your job, and you don't have trust, you don't have anything. Because trust is the foundation where relationships are built upon. And if you say that you have a relationship with God, people love to say, it's my personal relationship. Well, why don't you trust in him? Even down to looking back at Proverbs 3, verse number 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not some of it, but all your heart. Lean not to your thine own understanding. Then here we go again, verse number 6 says, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path, and shall is the prompt. He goes, verse 7 again says, don't you be wise in thine own eyes. Don't you think you know everything. And that's the problem today. When you go try to tell somebody something, especially a younger generation or a family member or somebody that you're working with, and you try to tell them the truth to the best of your ability, the best that you know how, because you have walked in places and you have lived longer than your children and you have experienced things, you have encountered things. So I don't understand why you would think that your mama and your daddy, you would think that other people don't know what they're talking about. You don't know their story. You don't know where God has brought them through and brought them out of. But yet and still, we think that nobody can tell us nothing, that we know everything. And we lean to our own understanding instead of trusting in the Lord. And as we said a few minutes ago, that God is a spirit and he works through people. He speaks through people. There are some people sitting in the house of God. Go every Sunday and hear the truth, which is God's word, and you still don't trust in the word of God. You don't even trust the pastor. You don't trust prophets. You still want to say all prophets tell a lie, proper lie. But all the prophets ain't lying. All the pastors are not lying. The word of God definitely does not lie. It's his word. He said his word will not return unto him void. His word is forever settled in heaven. It's his word that he said that we shall live by. But yet and still, we struggle with trusting in God. We struggle with trusting in what we cannot see. But yet, we see the things that people have done towards us, done to us, and people do. But you'll still trust in them before you'll trust in God. And today he's saying two words to somebody besides me. Trust me. Trust me because I'm the only one that can do it. Your job can't do this time. No friend, no spouse, nobody can do what you need doing this time but me. But you got to trust me. And just because I don't move when you want me to move, it does not mean that I'm not working behind the scenes. Just because I didn't answer the prayer the way you want to answer, it does not mean I did not give you an answer. But you have to trust in me. Even down to Jeremiah 17:5-10 lets us know. It says, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and make of flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. He said, for he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. But then he goes back and makes the contrast. He said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. He goes on and says, for he shall be as a tree planted by the water, and that spreadeth out his roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. In other words, when you put your trust in God, it don't matter what comes your way. It don't matter how bad the storm may be. Because if you put your trust in God, you have an anchor. An anchor that will hold. Et Moshanda. Glory be to God. An anchor that will hold fast. That's how come he says that, you know, when this happens, when the year of drought, neither shall cease, you won't cease from yielding fruit. You won't even know that there's a drought in the land, except for what you hear somebody say. Because you're rooted and grounded in him. Your faith is in him. Your belief is in him. Your trust is in the Almighty God, the maker and creator, the great I am, the author and finisher of our faith, the true and living God, the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, my Shaka, the God that has brought you this far and has not left you yet. Glory be to God. He has a track record with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Look back over your track record with God. Hallelujah. And see that he was there all the time, every time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He don't slumber or sleep. He is there all the time. He said, now, why wouldn't I be there now? I just need you to trust me. Glory be to God. Even down to when we look at the word, and sometimes we don't trust in God with our whole heart, because he went on to say in verse chapter 17 of Jeremiah that our heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He said, I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Even down to, I look at 1 Samuel 17:34-39, when David was going to fight Goliath. Glory to God. And everybody was telling him that he couldn't go out. King Saul said, son, you can't go out against this giant. Because David was a little bitty dude. They say he was a ruddy dude. He was small in stature. But David turned around and he told Saul. He said, while I was keeping my father's sheep, that a lion and a bear came and took a lamb out of my flock. But I went after them both and I smote them both and delivered it out of their mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one. Hanumoshanda. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One and seeing he have defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. See, David let him know that while I was on the backside of the mountain, because a shepherd's life is a dangerous life, they meet up with wild beasts. Sometimes they have to stay up all night long. Sometimes they go up against other shepherds that try to steal their flock. Their life is always in danger. But David let Saul know that his trust was in the Lord, that his faith was built up while he was on the backside of the mountain. See, one thing I've come to learn for myself, that faith is not built when you're standing on top of the mountain, but faith is built when you're in the valley of the shadow of death. And you can say like David, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, glory to God. Faith is built during the toughest times of your life. When your back is up against the wall and you don't have no other choice but to trust God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have no other choice but to call on the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. You don't have no other answer. You don't have no other way out. You don't have nobody else to turn to. What you used to know is no good. It won't work no more. So you have to trust in the Almighty God to put your trust in him. Hey, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I learned how to trust. I learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Hey, mohusha, nana mohusha. Glory to God. So we got to get ready and get out of here. But I don't know who else this is for today besides myself. Ooh, sometimes we say that we trust God, but we really don't. We have a little bit of doubt, a little bit of uneasiness. And that's because of the flesh side of us. That's because it seemed like that. You said, well, when is he going to show up? When is he going to answer? This thing done got real bad now. But when is he going to step on this scene? But one thing, as the pastor said yesterday, that time was made for man. Because God lives in eternity. And one thing about it, when eternity steps into the now, time has no boundary on it. Time can't do nothing with it. He's always on time. Oh, my Shana Mahosha. Glory be to God. We got to get out of here. Oh, Hanera Mashande. Oh, glory be to God. Glory. Glory to God. Oh, Mashikere Mahosha. Hey, God. We talked about how Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness' sake. How when he knew that he was 100 years old, and the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, glory be to God, and he considered his own body dead, and he considered the womb of Sarah dead. It said, but he didn't stagger, not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Glory be to God. Glory to God. He said, trust me. I don't know again who this is for. He said, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Trust me with this. Trust me with that marriage. Trust me with that wayward child. Trust me with that sickness, with that disease. Trust me when it seems like your finances are giving out. Trust me when you don't know what to do. When you don't know which way to turn, he's saying, trust me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When it seems like you can't go another step, when it seems like your back is pressed so far against the wall that if you look at it, it should be an imprint of your body there. But he said, trust me. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word you said that we should live by. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Father God, you told us two words today, trust me. And Father, we're reminded of what your word said for us, to cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Every intricate and delicate detail, there's nothing too small for you, and there's nothing too big for you. There's nothing too hard for you. There is nothing that's out of range for you, out of reach for you. Because, Father, you are omnipotent. You got all power. You're omniscient. You already know everything. You're omnipotent. You're everywhere. And you watch over your word to perform it. You're a promise-keeping God. You're a covenant-keeping God. And you are a good, good Father. You are not a liar. And your word will not return unto you void. It shall accomplish what you please and prosper where you sent it. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Father, let your word find somebody today, God, somebody that's been walking in doubt and unbelief, somebody that's been walking in fear, because your word tells us, God, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, my Shia, put somebody back in remembrance, oh, God, of how you have brought them out and how you have brought them through, how you have been there all the time. The songwriter said, waiting patient in line, that you were there all the time, God, and they can put their trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Again, some trust in horses and some trust in chariots, but we're going to trust in the Almighty God. We're not going to lean to our own understanding, to what we think we know, through what we think we can handle. But Father, this battle is yours, and we give it to you, God. We give you everything. But you told us to trust in you with all our heart. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah today, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, to that one, God, that feel like they're not going to make it. Their body is racked with pain. They've been struggling to make put one step before the other. That we pray for that one today, God, that feel like it's too far gone, that it's too much, that there's nothing at all that can be done. But, Lord, we give you a chance, God. We trust in you, Lord, that mother, that father, glory to God, that's got that wayward child, and they raising the best they could, and they don't know nothing else to do. That person that's wondering what we're going to put on the table, not just for Thursday, each and every day. How are we going to pay this light bill? How are we going to pay this rent that's been increased? How are we going to make it in times like this? He said, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. To God be all the glory. This has been the Eternal Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, to continue to bless you is our prayer. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Just remember, 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 rem 25th of December, I don't have to wait for the light to see. I don't have to wait for the holiday and presence under the tree. I don't have to wait for the carolers singing so the world can take a walking in the mall, trying to decide on Christmas presents to give to one and all. A brand new
all
I keep it in my heart, baby. I keep it in my heart, brother. I got Christmas in my heart. Look, God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for catching the wave. That's the sounds of Sister Candy Staten. I keep Christmas in my heart. You're catching the wave. We're live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, 14 minutes after the hour. Here's the sounds of the Temptations.
This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's going to be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright, and we're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for you and me.
Would you listen?
Remember this line.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas from mighty clouds of joy.